Welcome to day 189 of The Story That Changes Everything. Our readings for today are Isaiah chapters 19 through 21 and Psalm 79. Here's some thoughts to guide your reading for today. Chapter 19 continues the oracles against the nations. The one in this chapter is addressed to Israel's great nemesis, Egypt. Although in Israel's history there were always shifting powers to its north, Egypt remained the constant power in the south. Like the other oracles of the nations, God too plans to humble Egypt for their pride, security, and injustice. God's action against Egypt is stated in three verbs. God will stir up the population, verse 2. God will confound their plans, verse 3. And God will deliver them into the hands of another power, verse 4. In verses 5 through 10, even God takes away the gifts of nature. The Nile dries up and causes Egyptian life and economy to collapse. In verses 11 through 15, God takes away the gift of Egyptian wisdom, reducing the leadership to foolishness and delusion. But the twist comes in verse 16. Starting with the now familiar phrase, on that day, the prophet announces that on that day, Egypt will be restored and renewed. They will connect themselves to the people of God. Egyptian fear and humility will turn into Egyptian repentance and obedience. As God had done to Israel when they were captives to Egypt, now God will do for Egypt themselves. God will strike them in order to heal them. Verse 23 pictures the king's highway that ran from Egypt to Assyria through Israel, a road often known for commerce and for military conflict. Pictures that road now as a source of connection and the sharing of life between these often conflicted powers. But the brief chapter 20 reveals the primary reason for the inclusion of Egypt in this section of Isaiah. During this period, in the late 8th century, during the early years of Hezekiah's reign, Egypt served as the potential safety net and key ally against the onslaught of Assyria. From Isaiah's perspective, trusting in Egypt and making an alliance with them is the wrong move. The people need to trust in God. Not only is Egypt historically untrustworthy, in Isaiah's opinion, but like making a deal with the Godfather for protection, Isaiah believed an alliance with Egypt would only do later harm and cost them in the end. Isaiah is so convinced that trusting Egypt is the wrong move that he walks naked through Jerusalem for 3 years as a living illustration of the kind of shame he believes Assyria will bring upon Egypt and Cush, and thus upon the Judeans if they form an alliance with Egypt. Chapter 21 is considered one of the most obscure chapters in Isaiah by biblical scholars. It's not clear what historical circumstances shaped the brief oracles against the wilderness near the sea, against Dumah, an unknown city which is referred to as Edom in the Septuagint, and the desert of Arabia. Perhaps the best scholarly guess about the context of this passage is the conquest of Babylon and the surrounding areas by the Assyrian ruler Sargon II in 710 BC and then again in 703 or 702 BC. This oracle almost reads like an eyewitness account of a military conquest and then the horrible atrocities that follow. Our psalm for today, Psalm 79, is an imprecatory psalm that fits right into the language of national conflict and upheaval that we read about in Isaiah. The psalmist pictures the devastation of Jerusalem and wonders how long God will let it go on. Notice how the psalmist prays not just for restoration, but for God to bring about justice and retribution on those who have done harm to Judah. On the one hand, I find the chapters for today aspirational. I love that the prophet can picture a time when the inversion of Israel takes place and they're not destroyed but healed and brought into the people of God. But on the other hand, these texts are empathetic and deal with just the hard realities of life. These chapters deal with the resentment and hurt of people in our world who've been crushed by the misuse of the power of others. It's understandable that those who've been so hurt want God to bring a judgment of destruction on those who have been their destroyers. These prophetic oracles in the imprecatory psalms invite us to take those hurts and desires to God and leave them in God's hands to do with them what He will. The oracles continue tomorrow with Isaiah chapters 22 through 24. I'll talk to you tomorrow.